Now joining
First Lieutenant Colleen McFadden.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Hello?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thank you again for being flexible. I appreciate that.
No problem.
James, are you on the line? Okay. He's not here yet. So one thing, he just sent me this morning, not sure if you can remember these off the top of my head, but he was hoping to also get your PFT score, CFT score, max number of pull-ups, height and weight. Do you happen to know all those? Well, height and weight, I'm sure you know. But
height, I'm 5'11 and a half, so normally they just put 6 feet on MOL, and my weight is 194. As far as my CFT,
now joining
James Stanbull.
I believe my last CFT. I'm sorry, someone just.
Yep. Hi, James.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
So, James, we've got Corporal Boozer on the phone. He's actually out in the field right now. So awesome that we actually got – he has a little bit of cell phone service, and we're able to grab him for some time for you.
All right, great. Hey, first off, I appreciate it, especially considering you're in the field, and you know, I know I had kind of a tight turnaround, so thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, and also congratulations. So you're kind of titled the first ever hit champion across the Corps and, among males, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, hey, maybe we could just kick it off. I just want to confirm a couple things. Spelling first and last name?
First name is Joshua, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Boozer, Boozer.
All right. And what's your unit?
I'm with 1st Tanks Battalion, Bravo Company.
Bravo Company, got it. And your MOS?
I'm a 2311 Ammunitions Technician.
All right. Great. So, yeah, I guess, is there anything you want to open it up with, or you want me to just kind of run through the questions I sent along?
I'll go off of you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I mean, the first question, you know, I had was just kind of what your sentiments are about winning this. You know, how did you feel after taking home victory, and how the Marines around you responded?
When I won, I honestly, it felt great. I had some guys in my unit come by to watch me, my sergeant major as well. And I just remember when they called my name, I saw a big old smile on my sergeant major's face, Sergeant Major Priester. And I just felt like really proud and really thankful that I had that opportunity.
All right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had some pretty robust support from some of the guys in your unit.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So I know you guys got kind of a belt, right? Something you might see, you know, a champion wrestler or boxer. Is it something similar to that?
Yes, sir. Like a UFC belt.
All right. So how do you plan on displaying that?
Well, right now it's sitting in my room in the box they gave me. It's leaning on my wall for now, just for when I come in my room, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, once I move, I'll most likely hang it up, put it in, buy a frame for it, hang it up on the wall.
Okay, all right. I kind of wanted to get to how you prepared for this. So my understanding is that to get to this, you guys first had to kind of train and then win your base competition?
Yeah. There was a prelim event that I was told about by my sergeant major. Said they're having a competition, and they told me what day to come out for the prelims. So pretty much I just did some basic events along with a bunch of other Marines on the base. And from there, after I won that, I would I met up with a couple of my HIT coaches, Mr. Tony and Mr. Edmundo. They both are the HIT trainers, HIT civilian trainers on the base, and pretty much I just met up with them in the mornings at 5:30 and during lunch, and they'll work me out, help me prepare for the big event.
So kind of your training or work up to the big event was pretty much exclusively HIT? I mean, I'm sure you're probably doing some other regular PT, but was that kind of the focus of your getting ready, or were you doing other stuff, weightlifting, anything like that?
To be honest, though, I've been working out as much as I want to due to my busy work schedule. So pretty much most of my training and workouts were with my HIT coaches within the last 2 months of when I found out this competition was happening. But as far as, like, my individual workout, every now and then I may go to the gym, play basketball mostly, and sometimes I'll lift weights. But honestly, I'm not as consistent as I want to be as far as working out individually. I'm more of a I enjoy working out with other people. So whenever someone else in my unit, like a friend, would tell me they're going to the gym, I'll normally hook up with them.
Okay.
Because I get my drive from working out with other people.
Right. I get that. I also sympathize with not making it to the gym as much as you'd like if you're busy. That's been killing me lately, and it puts me in a bad mood. So it sounds like, you know, kind of mostly HIT, you know, getting ready for this. So once you were there, you know, what did you I know there were a lot of events. So what did you find most challenging during the competition? And conversely, you know, where did you feel like you excelled the most?
I believe the most challenging part of the event, the first one that comes to mind was the event where we ran up the hill, because normally I'm weak when it comes to long distance running. My strengths come from just sprinting and strength, but when it comes to long distance, it causes me to pull out a lot of heart and push myself. And so that was probably the most challenging part out of all the events, and I feel like where I excelled the most was pretty much in day one. I knew the events we were going to do had to consist of a lot of sprinting and quick. The events were quick, so I just knew from then on I wanted to not blow that out the water. So if I blow that out the water and beat my competition, then I should be able to start out well and make up for any lost points in the other events that were more challenging.
All right. So it sounds like your strong suit is kind of like you said, that anaerobic kind of sprinting hard, fast, kind of the strength stuff, the short distance stuff.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I know we kind of addressed this briefly, but, you know, is there anything more you can kind of say about your fitness routine? I mean, I know you said sometimes you'll try and play basketball a little bit. Is there a mix between, you know, kind of the strength, the flexibility, the endurance, and, you know, is there some way that you kind of try and get at all those, you know, when you're normally working out?
Another thing I'll do is insanity, because, like I said, unless I'm going out with a buddy, it's hard for me to go out on my own. So I have an insanity downloaded on my laptop. So whenever I'm too lazy to leave the room, go to the gym, I'll just pop that the CD and my laptop, and I'll do Insanity in my room, sweat it out.
All right. I'm not too familiar with that, but it, from what little I know, I mean, that's kind of a one of those workouts that hits a lot of different stuff, right? It's kind of aerobic, but also strength and all that, flexibility.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, James, the warm-up portion of Insanity in like 10 minutes, you're already dripping sweat.
Yes, definitely.
I'll have to give that a look because I've been spending too much.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember I've only done it a few times, but literally I'd get the warm-up done and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was just the warm-up.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's awesome. It's really good.
Cool. All right, so, yeah, you know, what about diet? Because, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys over the years for a lot of different stuff, everything from, you know, UFC fighters to Marines who are, you know, training for their PFT. And a lot of times I've heard, you know, diet's important. Is that, you know, also something, focus of yours, that something you keep in the back of your mind?
To be honest, not really, because pretty much I just eat whatever the chow hall provides. I'll be honest, I do avoid the nasty stuff like the burgers and the pizza and try to find the most healthy thing in the lunch or dinner line. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Breakfast is the biggest thing for me. That's where I eat the most. I eat a lot of fruit and boiled eggs, scrambled eggs, pretty much that's about it. I mean.
Okay, so you take kind of just the common sense approach, like you said,
right,
avoiding some of the worst stuff. And
right.
Okay. So I guess, you know, one of my last questions, you know, you won this competition, which is pretty significant. You know, what would be your advice to another Marine who's thinking about, you know, wanting to get involved in HIIT competitions and excel, or maybe even just kind of, you know, get in better shape for their PFT, CFT. Do you have any advice for them, something they could learn from your success?
My advice is if they really want it, just, you know, just do their best, train for, do what they feel like they need to do to prepare. I know for me, when I was heading into the event, what drove me is just my competitive spirit. I just love to compete. That's probably the only time you'll see me putting out the most, when I just want to show that I'm better than my peers, whether it's, you know, anything physical. So just do your best to prepare, find other people to work out with. Yeah, that's pretty much, that's all I got, to be honest.
All right, no worries. So, you know, you want it, you plan on trying to be back next year, or are we going to see you?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Good, I love the excitement already.
Most
great,
definitely.
Great.
Well, like I said, I love competition.
That's good to hear. So anything else you want to say, you know, anything I didn't ask you about, anything about, you know, HIIT, you know, like I said, just anything I didn't ask you think's important?
I guess another thing that, pushed me was, like I was saying earlier, my support system. I feel the need to give a shout out to a few important people in my life that push me and make me want to, you know, do my best. First, just my faith in God. I wanted, just knowing that I know my purpose in life is to do my best and give all, live to the glory of God. And then second is just my family, always pushing and supporting me, do my best and encouraging me. And people at my shop, also my Sergeant Major Priester, also I want to give a shout out to Corporal Daniel Hayes for also pushing me and working out with me and challenging me And that's about it. That's
it. Okay. Well, so you said, you know, in case I'm able to include that, so you said Corporal Daniel Hayes, so he's in your unit. You said sometimes, you know, to work out, you know, you need a buddy to meet up with. Is he one of those people you'll hit the gym with?
Yeah, he's one of the guys that work out with me. We talk a lot of sports at work. He's also animal tech, and he's got a lot of experience in the Marine Corps, so pretty much when it comes to any questions I may have about the Marine Corps, I'll talk to him about it, and he's pretty much just like a mentor to me. Okay. So.
And do you know, is his last name H-A-Y-E-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And then you also said your sergeant major is a big source of support. I know you said he was at the competition kind of rooting you on and even initially encouraged you to get involved. What did you say his first and last name was?
I don't know his first name, but his last name is Priester.
I can get that for you, James.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, and the only other thing that comes to mind, you know, kind of fitness story, a lot of times we like to just have a couple of the Marines kind of basic, you know, fitness points. Could you tell me kind of your PFT and CFT scores?
Off the top of my head, I believe my last CFT score was last year. I haven't did the CFT for this year yet, but my latest score was a 296.
Okay.
For a CFT, and then my PFT score, I believe, is a, I believe last time I checked, is a 271.
Okay. Let me
Brian,
see.
Or James, I can also call up their S1 shop and pull those exact scores if you want.
Okay, yeah. And I guess the other things they were asking me, what was it? Oh, I guess max pull-ups.
Max pull-ups is, I always do 20.
Okay. And then what's height and weight?
6 feet is my height, and my weight is 194.
Okay. Great. All right. Yeah, that's about all I can think of. So like I said, hopefully we should have something out on Monday, but, you know, we're just going to kind of do an overarching story about the competition and then wanted to, you know, highlight the male and female winners. So yeah, I think Monday we should have something out.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Corporal Boozer, just to let you know I'll email the article to your command and I'll make sure I CC you as well. If you don't have do you have a Marine Corps account?
Yes, ma'am. It's
okay.
I believe I have your number, ma'am. I'll text it to you.
Perfect. Awesome. So I just wanted to let you know. I'll make sure I email that to your command and you. And, James, the sergeant major, his first name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Last name, Priester, P-R-I. Oh, sorry.
All right. No, I'm good to go. Sorry, you said P-R-I?
E-S-T-E-R.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Well, hey, again, I really appreciate your time and, you know, also being flexible on the schedule. You know, I got backed up against that other interview with the 15th Muse, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm in the field. I have plenty of time.
All right. Thanks again, guys. I'll talk to you all soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, James.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Corporal Boozer.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Yeah, no worries. And since I have you on the line here, awesome job. Again, you know, I know you said you haven't done an interview before. It can be nerve-wracking, but at the end of the day, right, it's like a conversation. They just want to get some information and experience, and you did awesome, and you were very genuine, and that was fantastic. So you did really well, and look, now you got one interview in your back pocket. You can do another one and not feel as nervous, right?
Thanks, ma'am.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to compliment you on is, you know, and I forgot to mention this yesterday, but reporters like to ask at the very end, you know, is there anything else you'd like to add? And the reason that's important, instead of just saying, like, no, there's nothing else, which, again, is fine if you do that, but, you know, think about your leadership. When they give you a speech or some motivating talk, the last thing they say is kind of like the most important piece, right? That's what you're going to walk away and remember, right?
Right.
And that's what you did today. You did that awesome. And in interviews, it's always important when they say, you know, do you have anything else you'd like to add? Instead of saying, nope, that's it, you leave with the most important thing. And that's what you did. And I didn't even have to tell you to do that. So you left saying.
I remember that part from my mom before I was in. She always tell me, whenever you go to a job interview, when they ask you, is there anything you want to add, just ask a question or something like that.
Perfect. What great advice. And you did that, and you talked about your faith being a strong point, your family, and your support system from your unit. So awesome, awesome job. It was really fantastic and motivating to hear you speak. So thanks again for doing this, and I'll keep you posted on when that article comes out, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, ma'am.
All right. Have a great day, and let me know if you have any other questions, okay?
Okay, and I'll text you my email address. Would my personal email be okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Corporal Boozer. Have a great day.
All right, you too, ma'am.
Thank you.